we begin things by welcoming into the program a conceptual artist, lyricist for the band The American Nomads, and the subject of a new documentary called The Tiger Horse. We're happy to welcome Richard Heumann to the show. Richard, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing wonderful, thank you. For anybody who's not aware, can you fill us in on what augmented reality is?
Yeah, okay. Augmented reality, I just did a show right now that's still up over the High Line. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the High Line in New York, which is a raised railroad track that runs down 10th Avenue. And for many, many years, it was abandoned. And now it's this wonderful tourist location that runs from like 33rd all the way down to Gavinport. It's a long stretch. And I placed work over the High Line, and that work is augmented reality. And augmented reality, my work is called Ascension and was sponsored by a company called Airy. And Airy is an augmented reality app that, let me go back and say, so the best way to describe it would be that people know about the Pokemon. Remember that craze that happened about 2 years ago where you'd go out and it exists in the phone. And it also exists in real life. So you're walking around, unlike virtual reality, where it's only in like your headset in that separate world. Augmented exists in like your iPhone or tablet, and you could look into the real world and see it pop up on your phone. I'm not sure if that's a good enough explanation or not, but that's the best I have right now.
Absolutely. And you've talked about how you love this merger in a way of nature and technology.
Yeah, for me, it's very important. A lot of my work kind of spans the dichotomy of both of those subjects, actually. The Tiger Horse documentary that we talked about, that you mentioned on the top of the hour there, is I placed a piece between North and South Korea. We traveled with the documentary crew. I did this big show last summer in Seoul, Korea, where I happened to live in Korea. For a while. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I was there at an art residency program. Anyway, we went back and we placed this piece between North and South Korea and filmed us, they filmed me placing the work between the two. And that's also an augmented reality piece as well. And the work is called The Tiger Horse, and the documentary is by the same title.
And as you mentioned, not your first visit to Korea. You've been there a number of times, have a lot of friends there as well. What is it that draws you to that part of the world?
Well, I can talk artistically and I could talk business-wise. Artistically, I find it incredibly, it's a vibrant artistic community right now because it's like they're very conceptually oriented with the artwork there, which is something that I've always gravitated to. I moved to New York over 30 years ago, and New York was the center of the art world. In many respects, New York is still the center of the art world. But the world is expanding now. It's expanding and yet getting smaller at the same time. And Korea right now, there's so much great art coming out of Korea. And the second reason is, to be honest with you, I do a lot of work in Asia because, well, honestly, that's Asia has the money right now, and they dedicate a lot of money towards the art programs the way that Europe did, 10 years ago. And there's not so much of private and public funding. I mean, private in America, but not public funding. So there's a lot of money dedicated towards the art right now in Asia. I've been to Hong Kong. I lived in Taiwan, Korea, Macau. I've done shows, in Beijing. So over the past, 10 years, So that's it's a hotbed right now for the artistic community.
And you traveled to the DMZ to do this installation. Can you explain to us what's it like in the demilitarized zone?
I've been there. First off, it's definitely a misnomer because it's called the demilitarized zone. And quite honestly, it's probably the most militarized zone in the world, right? Between the two. Last year I was in Karachi, Pakistan, and up in Islamabad too. And that's pretty heavily militarized as well, to be honest with you. But the DMZ is, honestly, it's mostly rice paddies and farm country, right? So it's the swath of land that separates North and South Korea is almost a nature reserve now. Nobody can go there because there are millions of landmines that are unaccounted for. So it's this strip of land that runs across, the 38th parallel. You come up from Seoul, and it's not even that far away from Seoul. I've done it now four times, I guess. And there are also tunnels that were, they call them tunnels of aggression, that North Korea dug after the war ended for us, I think it was 52, 53, I guess. And they dug these tunnels out so they could invade South Korea if they chose to. And I've walked down into those tunnels now three times. And that's in the documentary as well. And they go like a mile into the earth. It's really wild, claustrophobic, and it's a wild trip to go into the tunnels. It really is. We had a crew member that was from South Korea that honestly freaked out in there. You know, you have to hold yourself together when you're inside the tunnels. But it's interesting. It's an interesting place to be, but no doubt.
Did you have to get any level of permission from the North Korean government to do this installation?
No. We did everything in the South Korean side, but we did have to. We were the first Americans ever to actually spend overnight, multiple nights in what's called the civilian control zone, which is the CCZ. We had to forfeit our passports to live up there, and quite honestly, in the middle of filming, I'm in the middle of this rice paddy. We're doing the final day of shoot, and we have a drone flying around me in the rice paddy, ready for the big reveal of the piece floating over North and South Korea. And then, you know, the director Jesse Strauch had it where he's like, okay, then this guy's going to walk up with this camera and this other camera, and they never showed up. And it turns out that they were grabbed by the South Korean army. They had seen us filming, which is illegal. We didn't know that. And they grabbed my whole crew, and they grabbed me as well. They put us into a van and deleted our footage. But the truth of the matter is we knew this might happen. And so we gave them the wrong SD cards. We gave them SD cards of flowers and rice paddies that we shot. We swapped them out, and we were able to upload all of our footage to the Associated Press. So we have all the footage for the movie. We're able to salvage all of it. And they were very nice, don't get me wrong. The army was great. We were detained for a while, and they let us go. Then we got our passports back, and we were let go back to Seoul, and then we flew out like 2 days later back to New York. We had lived there about a month. We were there for a month.
Now, did you do the Ascension installation in Korea as well?
Ascension, yes, it was done over the Hangang Art Park, which is over the river. And I originally did it, though, for the Venice Biennale. It originally premiered in 2017 in Venice, Italy. And I had lived in Venice also at art residency program. So Venice is another city that I kind of consider a second home. And the Biennale is one of the most important art shows in the world. And with the help, again, of ARRI, Membit ARRI, we installed the Ascension over the entire city of Venice, Italy. And if you go out to San Giorgio Island, if you've ever been to Venice from San Marco, you can see the island with the church. If you go out there, you can turn around and look, and you see the whole thing floating over the entire city of Venice. And then we took that, and that went down to the Han River at the Hangang Art Park in Korea. And that was last summer that was installed there. Well, and that's the piece that's floating right now over the High Line in New York. The exact same piece is floating there right now.
Well, it really is fascinating. You can learn more by going to Richard's website, Richard Heumann, with two N's, richardheumann.com. The documentary is called The Tiger Horse. Richard, delightful to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And Terry, I really appreciate you letting me on the air here. And how's everything up in Bangor, Maine? How's the weather? Snowing yet? Dark and snowy?
We may get a little tonight, but I don't think it will stay around for very long. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
We can't do that. And we're doing the same down here. Thank you. Thank you once again. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Richard. Richard
okay,
Heumann.
Thanks, guys. Take care now. Yes. Thank you so much.